Well, it is the Zeman Spears podcast series 2021, volume one. We are back for another year after a nice break for about 3.5 weeks around the holidays. And we want to remind everyone out there that this week's edition of Zeman Spears podcast series is sponsored by Mistwood Golf. Mistwood Golf, Chicago's year-round golf operation, Mistwood Golf Club in the summer, the Mistwood Golf Dome all winter long. Lessons and club fittings are available at the Dome currently due to COVID restrictions. There are restrictions on getting food from McWethy Sports Bar in the Dome, which is set up for to-goes right now. However, you can get beverages while you're in there hitting golf balls. And also, due to COVID restrictions, you have to call in advance and reserve a hitting bay because not all hitting bays are available right now. MistwoodGolfDome.com or call the Dome 630-739-7600. And with that, I'm welcoming in my partner here on the Zeman Spears podcast series, Len Zeem, who is probably somewhere right now where it is about 40 degrees warmer than it is here in beautiful Arlington Heights. Good morning, Len.
Oh, good morning. What a great time to get these podcasts back going again. We're going to have a lot to talk about in the course of 2021. And, you know, this is probably a little earlier than most podcasts get going, but we find that you know, there's a lot of golf news out there, and we got a great sponsor in Mistwood. We're really happy about that, and we're going to try to provide the best golf coverage in Chicago with for year-round coverage. So bring it on.
Our weekly podcast, we feel we provide the most complete weekly golf report of golf news around Chicago. And speaking of Mistwood and the Golf Dome, we got to start this podcast with a shout out to club fitting professional Eric Russell, who's been named as one of the finalists by TaylorMade Golf as Fitter of the Year. Eric is in a group of people that go across the country, maybe 30 or 40 different fitters from around America. And so we'll see if he ends up as one of the top rated fitters when the award process is all final.
Yeah, no surprise that any representative of Mistwood would be up for big awards in the golf industry because they know how to do it right over there. You know, it's here in Florida. We're one of the probably one of the few podcasts that are really spread apart. You and I are basically 1,500 miles apart most of the times when we do these podcasts. So I can bring you the warm weather look while you keep everybody up to date on Chicago. Right now here in Florida, they call this one of the chilly season because the temperatures are in the low 60s. But, you know, it's still a great time to go play golf, as it always is here.
Well, Len, it's supposed to get up to 46 today here, and much of our remaining snow will melt away. That is, until we get a little more snow tonight. So as soon as it leaves, it seems to come back this time of year. And also, we mentioned Eric Russell and his partner, Chris Iorati, also at Mistwood, make up the club fitting team over there, and they do a wonderful job. Len, golf is back, and what I always consider the real start of the PGA Tour season. Mm-hmm. The Tournament of Champions was last week over at beautiful Kapalua, Maui. And, you know, as somebody who was out there about 10 times, I have to tell you, the place is absolutely outstanding. It's a great golf course, the Plantation course. It's a little tricky when the trade winds come up, but nonetheless, always a great golf course to play. And that being said, the tour has now skipped over to the island of Oahu, and the Sony Open is on the tee starting in just a couple of hours. And we have a great local connection paired up in the field. Arlington Heights' Doug Gim played high school golf for a year over at Buffalo Grove High School. Will be paired with Northbrook's very own Nick Hardy, who won a playoff on Monday to get into the tournament through the Monday qualifier. And it's nice to have Nick and Doug, who played some Illinois junior golf events together as kids, now paired up on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, this is really an interesting pairing, and good that they're playing together. You know, Doug finished his rookie season on the PGA Tour last year. He finished quite strong in the events after the Masters, the post Masters. There was still a few tournaments left, and Doug built some momentum that hopefully he can carry it into the coming season. You know, it's really not a change in season. This is the 2021 season. It's we have the wraparound season on the PGA Tour. For Nick, it's a little different situation. He is still bidding for his PGA Tour card. If it was a normal year in 2021, he would, or 2020, he would have his card now, because he is in the top 25 on the Korn Ferry Tour standings, and in fact he's about number 17. He's in a great position. However, they're not awarding the cards for the same way this year until the end of the 2021 year. So getting a chance to play on the PGA Tour is really a boost for Nick. I mean, it's no surprise. This is the 11th tournament he's been on in a PGA Tour event. But, he made it through Monday qualifying, and he won't have a Korn Ferry Tour event until February. Their season doesn't start isn't nearly as long as the PGA Tour season. So he'll get a little bit of a running start into the tour season and the Korn Ferry Tour. And if he for some reason gets a win or a top high finish, he can play in more PGA Tour events even before the Korn Ferry Tour starts. So it's a great time for those two young players. They're both very promising young kids who have a great future ahead of them. And it's really nice to see them playing in the first full field event on the PGA Tour of the PGA year in 2021.
We're going to root them both on, and it'd be nice if Nick Hardy could win the tournament this week. He'd get his tour card right away, and then he wouldn't even have to go back to the Korn Ferry Tour. But nothing against Korn Ferry Tour. It's a good developmental tour, and also a good tour for veterans who may have dropped down after losing their card or coming back from an injury to get their game back on track. Also, speaking about the tours, there was an announcement a week ago. LPGA Commissioner Michael Wan will be headed out from the LPGA at some point this year, and it'll be interesting to see who his successor is and what direction the next commissioner takes the LPGA Tour.
You know, I tell you, that was a stunner to me that Mike Wan decided to step aside. He may be the best commissioner of all of sports. He just did a wonderful job with the LPGA Tour. I think that, you know, maybe he's up for a new challenge, and I can only wish him nothing but the best. The LPGA is going to find it very hard to find a guy quite as dynamic, I think is the right word, as Mike has been. As for the candidates ahead, that's a good question, who they would want to bring in. They've tried a veteran guy like Charlie Meacham. He was a good commissioner way back when. They had some women. They had a shot at it. None of them have had the staying power that Mike Wan has had. So it'll be interesting to see what direction the LPGA Tour goes. I especially have to commend Mike, though, for pretty much the way the announcement read. He's going to be staying on until they actually find a replacement for him. So it won't be putting any pressure on the LPGA. They can take their time and they can find a good one, and I'm sure they will.
Well, if there was one question about Michael Wan's decision, it would have been pulling out of the International Crown event in 2016 at Rich Harvest Farms locally here. He had a disagreement on some issues with Rich Harvest Farms owner Jerry Rich and decided to pull the plug on Rich Harvest Farms being the host site, and probably did it too late in the process. As a result, we got a watered-down event up at the Merit Club that worked very hard to do the best they could on short notice, but it certainly didn't have the atmosphere we would have had at Rich Harvest Farms. And I think Michael Wan should have worked through any issues with Jerry Rich and kept the event there. It would have been best for everybody involved. Also, Len, announcement came out regarding one of the big golf tournaments of the year, the Masters Tournament. And they have made it known they're going to have patrons. They don't know how many yet, but the patrons are back in 2021, and that was good news.
Absolutely good news. They're not going to be the first one having patrons. A big tournament here where I live in Florida is the Honda Classic, and that's a month or so before the Masters. But they've announced that they're going to have, at least on a limited basis, spectators right there and for their tournament. So I think we're starting to see a bit of a breakthrough there. I mean, the Champions Tour last year did have pro-ams. It did have spectators at a couple events at the very end. And there was a pro-am just recently at the tournament in Hawaii. They had a pro-am. They didn't have much in the way of spectators. I don't think they had official spectators at the Tournament of Champions, but there was a pro-am earlier in that week. So I think we're starting to see things open up on the tour, and it really can't come soon enough, because it's great to have the tour playing and to be able to watch them on TV, but it's not the same without the spectators there.
Apparently at the Tournament of Champions last week, what they did is the spectators that were allowed in were restricted to certain areas. So the entire golf course did not have fans on it. I believe 14 of the 18 holes was no fans. Mm-hmm. So the areas that the fans were at was policed and monitored so that social distancing and other safe measures were in place. And it gave the players some room not to worry, about fans hovering around and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of plan they come up with at Augusta National. Also, on the major front, the PGA of America made a decision the other night, their board did, to drop Trump Bedminster out of their PGA Championship rotation. The course was supposed to host the PGA Championship next year in 2022. Everyone is looking at who should jump into 2022. There was some thoughts about 2023 moving up a year, or the PGA-owned golf club at Valhalla in Louisville, Kentucky, jumping up 2 years, but recently learned they are undergoing this year a regressing process back to Zoysia grass, and the club would not be ready most likely to host a PGA in 22. So could you take Oak Hill in 23, move them to 22, move Valhalla up to 23, and open the door in 24. And you know what, Len, maybe it has something to do with our roots, but I'd love to see Kemper Lakes Golf Club, the home of the 1989 PGA, get another PGA championship. In 2024, the USGA will honor Payne Stewart by going back to Pinehurst 2, on the 25th anniversary of his exciting win there, and also celebrating the 25th anniversary of his sad passing in the plane crash. I think the PGA of America could do something that year as well for Payne Stewart, who won his first major at Kemper Lakes in 89, and we could celebrate the 35th anniversary of that championship in 24 as well. I've put something out there in regards to let's get Kemper Lakes' name into the mix. I'm not sure they'll get it, but it sure would be nice to see the PGA come back to the Chicago area, regardless of the date change. I know some people will say, oh, you can't play a PGA the last week of May in Illinois, but you know what? I think realistically you could.
I think you could too. And I tell you, the Kemper bid is going to be a lot. Kemper getting very aggressive in winning this tournament. There's a lot of clubs around the country who will be bidding for this. There's no question about that. One thing about Kemper Lakes, they did a good job, I thought, when they did get back into major championship golf with the hosting of the KPMG Women's PGA Championship a few years back. It showed that even though there has been a lot of changes at that club, there's the interest is back to have major tournament golf. It used to be a very big tournament site, and then for a variety of reasons, it wasn't for a while, but I think things have changed over there. And I think Kemper would be, I'm like you, a sort of a homer on this issue, but I'm I'm pulling for Kemper Lakes to really make a concerted effort to get this tournament. When I first heard the announcement regarding the Trump course, I thought it would be a done deal that Valhalla would be naturally moved in there. It's owned by, you know, it would be such an easy transition, but I didn't realize the regressing issue was going on. So I don't think they could possibly take that chance without they need a few years for everything to grow in. But it seems like it's almost made for Kemper Lakes if the stars fall right, that'll bring a major tournament back to Chicago, because we haven't had a major really in Chicago for quite, I know we've had the Ryder Cup, but we had a PGA at Medina in 2006.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yeah. So
anyway, that is, Chicago's due to have another major. Put it that way, Chicago's due to have another major, and this would be a perfect year for Kemper Lakes to get back in the swing of things.
I hope that Kemper does put their best foot forward on making a run to acquire that PGA championship. Speaking of the name Kemper, our friends over at Kemper Sports have announced that they have taken over full operation now, not just the golf, the entire property down closer to your neck of the woods, Len Zeem, in a great winter getaway location, Stream Song, three outstanding championship golf courses there mixed into the natural links and dune style of the property. But Kemper Sports is now running the golf, the lodge, the restaurants, the spa, the whole thing. They've got it. They all under one roof now, and it'll be interesting to see what they do when they're running the whole property.
Kemper's role here at Stream Song is really interesting, because Stream Song is a much different place than most all the golf here in Florida. There's a lot of golf courses in Florida, public, private, you know, all kinds of golf courses. But Stream Song is one of the very, very few that it's a resort that allows walking, that has rickshaws, they're somewhat pull carts, all kinds of different operations. And the courses are all good. A place that not all people seem to quite know about yet, but they should. You know, Florida is such so rich in golf. But Stream Song is a very special place amidst all these all the richness of the courses available. Stream Song is something special.
Well, and one of the things that golfers like to do this time of year is they start gearing up for the winter indoor golf shows. And unfortunately, there's bad news on that front. Mm-hmm. Almost all the shows have been canceled. We have lost the Tinley Park Golf Show here. We've lost the Chicago Golf Show that takes place in late February at the Rosemont Convention Center. The big golf show in the Twin Cities in Minnesota was canceled. The main golf shows in Ohio have been canceled. The Indianapolis and Fort Wayne golf shows in Indiana have been canceled. The golf show in Grand Rapids, Michigan was canceled last week. And the big Novi show in the western suburbs of Detroit finally came out and announced yesterday afternoon that they too were being forced to cancel, which leaves only the state of Wisconsin at this time. Both shows are scheduled for week one and week two in March. But Madison, Wisconsin, currently their golf show is on, and the Milwaukee golf show is scheduled for the second weekend of March is on. But there's some debate on whether those shows can take place or whether they can push back to later in the month and still happen. Unfortunately, though, it sounds like winter golf shows are not going to be happening for the most part in 2021.
Well, that's right, and it's a sad thing. However, on a positive note here, I'm seeing this here in Florida, Rory, the PGA merchandise show, while it won't be the massive 40,000 visitors attraction to Orlando that it is annually for so many years, it's going to have a good virtual show. It's going to be, more details have to come out and be announced. But I have been very encouraged and very enthusiastic about the things that I've been hearing about the show, and how Sherry Major, the leader of it, you know, how she's been working to make this show a very viable thing for the golf industry. It's the last week of January, and I'm going to be around Orlando, whether it's how much I can see about a show there. There's going to be a lot of virtual things to do, and and there's going to be stories to write. So that show's going on in spite of it all. And while it won't be the same thing as it usually is, it's a very positive development that there's going to be a PGA merchandise show again in 2021.
Well, and that is normally the place where we find out about all the new equipment. It's my understanding now that Callaway is just coming out with a set of new Apex irons. And we've talked about some of the local companies in Chicago and their recent equipment releases. And it's my understanding that any day now, Tinley Park-based Bettinardi Putters is about to come out with an entire new line of putters. We hope to learn more from them over the next week or two. And with that, Lenny, I think that we have almost put week one of 2021 here in the books. We want to remind everybody the Mistwood Golf Dome open year-round. You can get out there and hit some balls. You can get a lesson. You can get your clubs fitted. And you also can enjoy a beverage while you're there, including an ice-cold McWethy's 100 beer for those 21 and older. But the Mistwood Golf Dome is open. Some of the other golf domes in the Chicago area are open as well. And if you're looking to get out and hit the golf ball, you can do so in the dome. Many of the clubs that have simulators now have them open. Some of them were waiting for clarifications from the state of Illinois about doing those because they are, of course, all indoor. Our friends at Schaumburg Golf Club now have their three simulators in the basement of the clubhouse open. Unfortunately, Chandler's Chop House, located right above the simulator room that normally delivers some outstanding steaks and chops while you're down there golfing, is closed temporarily due to the COVID situation, but they are hoping to reopen within a couple of weeks. And with that, Lenny, we'll call week one in the books, and I am looking forward to this afternoon seeing Nick Hardy and Doug Gim paired up together at the Sony Open in beautiful Hawaii.
Bring it on. It's going to be fun. Can't wait for week two.